Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host tonight, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and pleasure to be with you. My co-host, Veronica McMillan, will not be joining me tonight. She held it down last week for the team, and I will hold it down this week for the team. So again, thank you so much. Always my pleasure to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to the broadcast, we thank you so very much. And if you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. We are so excited to be a part of your life every week, and we are expanding our broadcast. We have a show that comes on Friday evening at 3:30, from 3:30 to 4:30, and is entitled Finances with Francine and Friends. And then on rotating Saturdays, we have other programs that we're going to announce as they come about. But thank you. Let's jump right into it. It is a rainy, chilly afternoon in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I don't know where you are, but wherever you are, I hope that you're safe and that your family is well. And if you are not feeling your best, or if you have sick loved ones, we are praying for you, constantly asking that you let us know. Just reach out to us and let us know if it's anything that we can do for you. We are here to serve the community. And you know that this broadcast goes all over the world, so we're not limited to some of the things that we can do, and we're just here to help. Veronica and I love what we do, and we love serving the community. So welcome to the Issues Concerning Women radio show. I'm Francine Humphrey, and my co-host Veronica McMillan is the CEO and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women and their families by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. If you would like to contact me, my direct email is icwdirector@gmail.com, or go to the website www.issuesconcerningwomen.org to contact Ms. McMillan at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. or go to her website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. We are on every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so please continue to join us. If you know someone who might benefit from our programs, please tell them about it and have them join us as well. If you missed our show Saturday, we were hosting the Urban League Guild of Hampton Roads, and we had a wonderful time here. We actually did an hour show featuring Dr. Lois Green of New Jersey and Valerie Lewis of Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we had a great conversation, so just go back into the archives and check that out. And we also have Finances with Francine and Friends every Friday with my guests Michelle Ewan and Kevin Green. So check that out as well. So let's jump right into today's program. We want to talk about reinventing yourself. We know that this is a time of uncertainty. We understand that people are not sure what to think, what to do. Should they leave their home? Should they go out? But the one thing that I will say, because I have conversations once a week with many different departments that are headed by some people that know a lot about some things, and we've been talking about wearing your mask and your gloves and washing your hands and being safe and making good decisions. Those who are listening to my show, 9 times out of 10, you are an adult, and you don't want somebody to be telling you what to do. But I caution you to listen to those things from the CDC, from your local health department, from your Congress people, from people that you trust. Listen to people that you trust, not the naysayers, not the ones who are going to put your life in jeopardy, not the ones who do not care about your family. I cannot stress this enough. And being in the community, we are sometimes asked to come out and do things, and we have to protect ourselves. And because we do not know who has the virus, because some people carry viruses and carry germs, and they don't show any symptoms. So to be on the side of caution, we are going to wear a mask, me and my household and my church family, and we're going to wear a mask, and we're going to wear gloves, and we're going to sanitize, and we're going to do all the things that they ask us to do just because we do not know who has it. We do not want to label people, but we also want to protect ourselves. That's just me. You do what you think is necessary for your family. A lot of things are in the process of starting to reopen here in Virginia Beach. We're in phase one. I'm waiting to see what happens in phase one. I'm not rushing out to do anything, and I caution you to do the same. I know we cannot be afraid. Those of you who know me know that I am a woman of faith. I believe in my Lord and Savior, but I also believe that he has given me wisdom and the ability to think for myself. No one's going to lead me around to do anything that I'm not supposed to do, and I will pray about it before I move and to make sure that I'm making good decisions, and I still can get it. So it's not, doesn't have a name, it doesn't have a target. It does not matter who you are in danger of possibly getting this virus because there's no vaccine to it. Please, please listen to the CDC. Listen to your local hospitals and officials, doctors that know, and scientists that know what they're talking about. Listen to them and make good decisions. And so, that being said, we're going to talk about some of the things that we actually can do as we think about reinventing ourselves. And not everyone needs this. Some people don't. Some people are fine just the way they are. But this world is totally different. It's not just America. It's the whole world has been turned upside down. So now we have to look at who we are, look reality in the face, be who we were ordained to be. We can no longer hide behind our jobs and behind school and other things that have kept us under the covering. Now we are fully exposed because we're exposed to our families and our friends, and now they see who we really are because now we have to spend time with them. So I applaud every family that has children at home that they have to mentor and teach. Homeschooling is no joke. It is a serious, serious business. And I applaud those parents who are able to do that, who are home with their children. As they venture back out into the workforce, I am praying that their kids are safe and that they find good facilities to take care of their children. A lot of jobs, as we see now, can be work from home. So I think that we need to really think about this, not just as the small community, but overall, the larger picture of who can work at home, who can stay home with their kids. And if you're starting to think about that, you need to think about some ways that you can do this, still keep your sanity, parents, and make sure that your children are getting what they need. And one of the ways that we can do this is to really, really think about what we really want, what's important to our family. Imagine all the things that we can leave behind and that we have left behind. And, of course, to reinvent yourself involves becoming more successful at things that you really love to do. So I encourage you today. So you might want to leave some of the old things behind that we used to do. Develop some new skills, some new things that you want to do. Make that a part of your new normal, because nothing's going to go back to the way that it used to be. Just like pain, we endure that for sometimes a long time. But when it's gone, it leaves us, and we can't remember why it was so painful at the time. But if that pain ever comes back, then you will remember. So imagine yourself getting ready to do something different, getting ready to change, and being prepared for that. We have to make decisions now because they affect our families, friends, our workplace, and we have to make new decisions, and we need to start thinking about where we're going from here. I always tell my students, and just in case you don't know what I do, I am a financial services advisor with Five Rings Financial, and I realized something this week that I had not been sharing that information with a lot of people. I know you see me online, you see me doing classes and workshops and that sort of thing. I have a dual career. I am also the CEO of Issues Concerning Women, where I teach women and their families how to start businesses. I teach them different strategies that they can use for personal development. I am a coach. I am a master financial trainer. I train for the city of Virginia Beach with a great program called Bank On. And all these things are full circle, because people always say you do a lot, but I do all the things that I love about what I do. I love public speaking. I love seeing people develop their skills. I love people getting out of their comfort zone, because if you're in your comfort zone, you're in this small little place, and I love stretching you and getting you to where you want to be. So today I want you to think about, where is it that you want to be? What is it that you want to do? How can you move from where you are? Because some people are fine with staying home. See, now they're laughing at those people who can't wait to, you know, they're clamoring to get outside. They want to go out. But the person who's used to staying home, and I think I talked about this before, they're fine. They're comfortable. And the people who are people who love people, who love to hug. If you know me, I'm a hugger. I will greet you with a hug wherever we are. And now I have to reinvent that part of myself. And we're doing the Wakanda hug, you know, hug it ourselves, you know, because we still want to show love and affection to other people, but we also want to protect that other person who may not be comfortable with hugging. There were a lot of people that I knew when I first met them. They didn't like to hug, but as they kept being in my presence, they knew I was going to hug them, so they just adapted to that. So now I have to go back to the not hugging. It's going to be hard for me, so this is going to be a transition for me as well. So we just have to look at who we are, look at the way that we see ourselves, and think about how we're going to do things a little bit different. Reinventing ourselves means to put your vision down on paper. I tell you this all the time. That's the number one thing. If you have a vision, if you have goals, write it down. I've been talking to people all week because that's one of the things that I do. I talk to people and I help to educate them on different topics. One of them is how to start a business. The other one is how money works. I work for a great organization, and we educate middle America on things that we were never taught in 12 years of school, and nobody taught us when we went to college. And unless you took a financial coaching course, some of these things that we're learning now, you would never know. So I get the great opportunity to share what I've learned with every class that I teach, every workshop that I work in, or that I sponsor. I get the opportunity to do what I love. And one of the things that somebody asked me today is, so just exactly what do you do as a financial services representative? We work with different products, and one of the products that we work with is called annuities. The other one is life insurance, and I know nobody wants to hear about life insurance. And somebody else said to me today, because I've had several conversations in Zoom meetings, they were thinking about getting life insurance, but they changed their mind because they didn't think this was the time. This is definitely the time to get life insurance. As we look around us, just open your eyes and see what is going on. People are getting sick. Some people are not making it through, but some people are. And if they had a life insurance policy with living benefits attached to it, they would be able to tap into that money. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that because that's not what I'm here to talk about. But I just wanted to give you a few ideas about what I do. I also teach tax-free retirement, how you can turn on a funnel and make your money last until as long as you're here, until you're no longer here, because there are no longer pensions. Most places don't have them. Some government entities do, but a lot of companies don't. So understand what your vision is first. But second, look at how important it is to you. And so during my time as a teacher and a mentor and a coach, I've always had to have plans. And people say, how do you do all the things that you do? Because I plan it out. I track. I set goals for myself. I track my progress. And I also make a promise to myself to stay on track. And sometimes I get distracted. Sometimes things get in the way. Life happens and you can get off track. But what I always know that whatever project I'm working on, whatever I'm doing or trying to accomplish, I can just put that on the next sheet. I can turn the page because sometimes we get stuck on the page. We will not move. I can turn the page and make a new list and start planning for that particular moment or situation or project. The other thing that you want to do is now that you have your vision and you're thinking about your future, you need to make it real. You need to make it come alive. How do you make your vision real? You need to ask yourself that question. Are you still in a daydreaming stage? If you're daydreaming, then nothing's going to happen. But I know that now, since you heard me tell you this, that you're going to write some things down, and important things should come first. You can always change them later, but things that are important to you, write them down now. And if you need to get help with it, this is the perfect time to ask. People are clamoring at the bits to do something. If you know someone is great at doing certain things that is not your skill set, why don't you partner with that person to do something? I have a business partner who tells us all the time she's not good with admin. And so I can help her with some of those things. So if there's a person that you know that has these skills, partner with them, barter with them on some things. It doesn't always have to be about money, but just having conversations and asking someone to help you. Sometimes I think we're so proud and we don't want to let people know that we don't know something, that we will sit back and not get things done because we refuse to ask somebody to help us. We have to stop doing that. We are all here to help each other. Look around now. This is the perfect opportunity to do some of the things that you always wanted to do. Or this is the perfect opportunity to not do some of the things that you have been doing that you no longer want to do anymore. Really, really look at yourself. I say get a sheet of paper, make a column on the paper, the things I want to do now, the things I want to let go of. That can help you. That's one of the coaching tools that we use. Find out what you really want. Look at who you really are and be true to yourself. See, you can try to fool me or you can try to fool the world, letting them think you have it all together. I know for sure that I don't. I'm always learning. I'm always sharpening my tools. I always want to know more. I have so many connections and people that I see that are doing wonderful things. Of course, I cannot be in all of their arenas at the same time, but every now and then I can tap into one of my sisters or brothers and work with them and collaborate with them on different projects. And so now that you have your vision and you know what you want to do, you have to make it real. Nobody can do this but you. You have to be specific about what you want. You have to make a list of everything that you want to do. And one point that I cannot stress enough, when are you going to start doing this and when are you going to be finished? So all of my projects are like that. I have a tracker and I've been doing habits and changing habits, and we talked about that a few weeks ago. What are some of the things that you can do to start a new habit so that you can get rid of an old habit? Because if you don't, you'll continue to do the same things over and over again. You'll become frustrated. And if it becomes painful, you know that you're not going to do it. Nobody wants to be in pain while they're trying to do something. If the pain causes you to move, And my coach was telling me this, it will only be temporary. You will move for a little while until the pain goes away, because once the pain goes away, then you forget how painful it was, and you'll go back to your old habits until it starts being painful again. So look at who you really are, write things down, know when you want to start, know when you want to end, and make that commitment to do what you say you're going to do. The other thing is you want to build a support system, and we have been talking about this since I started doing radio. We want you to know that there are people out there that care about you. When you're thinking about reinventing yourself, when you're thinking about how your life is right now, and when you're thinking about your successes and your failures, when you're thinking about your mistakes, all of these things need to be written down on your sheet of paper. The wonderful things that I have done, the things that I have not done that were wonderful, but I did them anyway, and then you have that list as you start to mark them out, the things that you do not want to do anymore. When you reinvent yourself, you want to make sure that you have people that know what you're doing. That's your support system. If you're in a relationship, husband and wife, for me, I'll use myself, being married to this wonderful guy. But in the beginning, I didn't tell him things. I didn't talk to him about my hopes and dreams. I didn't talk to him about business because I knew that I thought he wouldn't want to hear it and he wouldn't understand what I wanted to do. But one day I had to, and I think I told the story before, and I won't share it today, but I had to sit down and have a moment with him where I had to share with him my hopes and dreams and the things that I wanted to do. Did he fully understand? Maybe not. But did he support me? 100%. He has always supported me. And I will tell you something about having that kind of support. And that's good in your household. And it doesn't have to be a husband or wife. It can be a sister, a brother, a mom, a dad. You need to have someone in your household that understands what you're trying to do. And especially now, if you're going to work from home, if you're going to start that new business, if you're going to homeschool the kids, you have to have conversations with those that are involved in this particular renewing of the mind, as we called it, the reinvention. Talk to them about what you want. Talk to them about the things you don't like, about things that you see that are going on in the household. Talk to them about business that you need their support, because maybe they have seen you doing things and they know that you are great at what you do, but they don't fully understand because you never shared it with them. Please share it with them, because it's important that we do that. Our family dynamic is changing so much, and it used to be the time where we were like ships in the night. He's going one way, I'm going the other. He's sleeping, I'm awake. He's coming in, I'm going out. But now we have to talk to each other. Because of the pandemic, there has to be some sort of schedule. There has to be some sort of accountability for each other. And it just makes you think, whoever's in your household should be important to you and important enough to have those conversations about what you're doing, not just about what you're not doing, but what you're doing that's important to you. We always know that we can talk about things that we don't do. And I tell leaders that I coach, if people don't know that you appreciate them and the only time they hear from you is when they're doing something wrong, these same people who are great and awesome may lose their confidence. I know I have done that from time to time throughout my life, because I was thinking maybe I wasn't fit to do this. Maybe I had made a bad decision. Maybe I should have thought about it a little bit more. But if you're working in a relationship, if you're building a business, or if you're just working on your personal relationship, you need to talk to people, have those accountability partners, have those tough conversations, let people know what you're doing. If it's your support system, it's going to be your girlfriend, sister, friends, let them know what you're doing. Let them know that you believe in yourself and you want them to believe in you as well. You need people to support you in what you're doing. And if they support you along the way, when your successes come, you are more able to celebrate and you have someone to celebrate it with. Nobody wants to be alone and not be able to share things with them. Some people do like to be alone. Let me clarify that. I do understand that. Some people like to be alone. They're fine just, you know, putting their head down, getting their work done. Some people don't. But I say the more people that you let know what you're doing, your family, your friends, your social social media contacts. They're probably not your friends on social media, but you have built a relationship with them. They look for you to show and share certain things. So if you have a new product or something that you're doing that is wonderful, please share that with everyone. I want to share something today about my daughter. She is reinventing herself, coming into her own, and she wants to start a little makeup business. So she's ordered products, and now she has products available, and I've already bought some because I'm excited. She's my daughter, of course, and you know I'm going to support her. And so now I'm going to bring her on the radio show. I'm going to have her on my Facebook page so she can share her products and services with the community, and I'm going to be a support system for her. And so that's the way that we build each other up. We always talk about what we can't do, but let's think about what we can do. Let's think about once you have your support system, they will keep you on track. I have two coaches and then several friends that are coaches who have mentored me and coached me along the way. And you need that accountability. You need someone to talk to. You need an accountability partner. So if you don't have one, I suggest that you find one. And if it's not someone in your own household, maybe find a sister, friend, or a brother that you can talk to that can really, really help you. Once you have your support system in place, you need to focus on where you're going. You've made that decision to move forward. You set the goals. Now it's up to you to take action. If you do not take any action, then nothing happens. That's the thing, the one thing that people do not do. No action and no execution. That's why things don't happen. But I tell you, if you stick with it, do not quit. And every time I always said I was going to quit something, I would change my mind. I would have that little temper tantrum moment, and it would only last for a minute. And I was like, you know what? I made a commitment to do this. I'm going to keep on doing this, and I'm going to figure out a way to get it done. And this period of time that I've been home, and I still have my office, but I go over and I check on things, and I'm blessed to have that space to go into, but some people don't have that. And so, but I work from home primarily most days because I am mindful of rules and regulations, and I'm trying to follow them and be a good steward of my time. And so today I just wanted to share this information with you about reinventing yourself, loving who you are no matter what. We all make mistakes. We all fall short. But you know what? We can get up, brush ourselves off, and move on to the next phase of our plan. There has to be some kind of planning to get things done. There has to be that reality check where we actually look at each other and say, and this is what I want to do to those that you're communicating with, and then looking in the mirror and say, I can do this. I believe in myself. I can do this, regardless of whether anybody else believes in me or not. I believe that I can be successful in whatever endeavors that I pursue. And I hope you feel the same way, too. So we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show. So I want to give out our information again. If you would like to contact me, I'm Francine Humphrey. And my Gmail address is icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you would like to contact my co-host and my partner in crime, that is Ms. Veronica McMillan, you can contact her at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or go to the website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. We're going to be having some financial classes in the next week. I think the 27th and the 29th, I'll be teaching classes in a financial master's series. And if you're interested, please reach out to me. I will try to post that on Facebook. I usually, when I'm on Facebook, I jump on and I hang out for a little bit. But if I do not, and you listen to this broadcast and you're interested in hearing the series and being a part of that, please let me know. We have wonderful programs that are here to help you. Please reach out to us. We love what we do. And we love serving the community. So I thank you again for spending your evening with me, and whether you're here with me live now, and I thank you for those who are, and I also thank those who are going to listen in the archives. This time that we're in is so uncertain and so different, nothing we've ever seen before, but I know that if we hold on to our faith and believe in ourselves and believe in our Lord and Savior, we can get through this. So no matter who you are or what you believe in, you know there is hope. If you just believe that you can do something, then you can. And then make good connections and communicate with your family and friends. Have that support system. So until next week, I hope that you be safe. Take care of yourself. God bless you. And I'll be back next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take care now. Bye-bye.